Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Don't need to baby him. He can fasten his own jacket.
Well, you've just got your buttons and your buttonholes mixed up. That's why you run out of holes.
George.
Shall I give you a handy?
Yeah, go on, let Nick help you.
Okay. Shall I tell you what the trick is? Look, if you start from the bottom and match up the very last button and hole, you can't go wrong.
Okay, mate.
All right.
So where are your two?
Oh, tidying their rooms like a bomb site.
George, did you say goodbye to them?
Yep. Oh, there you go. Next time you know how to do it, won't you?
All right, well, come on then, mate. Let's get your rucksack. Has he behaved himself?
Of course he has. It's been great. He's eaten really well too.
Yeah, he had loads to eat last night, didn't you, son? Yeah, he must take after me for his appetite. He was starving after helping me all afternoon.
Yeah.
We checked on the poults, didn't we?
There were hundreds.
Yeah, and George helped me put the sawdust and shavings in the brooder houses, didn't you? And then we put the gas heaters in to help keep the poults warm. Yeah, we had a great time.
Guess what, George?
What?
We're going out this afternoon to Lower Loxley.
Me and you?
Yeah, and Mummy and Kira.
That's nice, isn't it, George?
Oliver said he'd do the afternoon milking for me, and we could show Kira all the animals in the Falcons.
OK.
Right, so we ready?
So, how is the baby?
Oh, yeah, great, thanks. Yeah, everything's fine.
Oh, good.
Right, we saying goodbye, George?
Bye.
All right, see you later, son.
Bye.
Cheers, then. Yeah, we're going to have a great time this afternoon. What about going on the treetop walk?
Yeah, now.
Well, first we'll go home and get Mummy and Kira. What a grisly baby she's been.
Has she?
Well, it's because she can tell her big brother's not there. She misses you, you know, when you're not there.
Does she?
Of course she does. But I bet she'll be full of smiles as soon as she sees you.
David, coffee for you.
Oh, thanks.
And some of your mum's chocolate orange cake.
Oh, just the job.
How's it going? You're further on than I thought.
Yeah, okay. It's going to take me the best part of the week, but so far so good.
Hey, it's looking good, isn't it?
Hey, come on, put the flask down and I'll show you. You see?
Oh, there's lots of clover.
Yeah. Plantain and chicory have established well too.
Great stuff.
Yeah, isn't it, Jess?
I know last week's figures were an improvement, but just wait until we get the herd out on this.
Yeah, the yield should be heading north. Hey, has Pip gone yet?
No, the barbecue's not till later.
Oh, okay.
Oh, before I forget, Elizabeth rang.
Oh, what does she want? Did she say?
It was just a quick call and she wanted a word with you, and I said you probably wouldn't be able to hear over the noise of the post driver.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there is a missed call from her.
Well, I don't think there was any rush.
Oh, well, no problem. I'll give her a ring later.
Caroline!
Oh, morning, Linda.
Oh, Caroline, I've been looking out for you. I tried to phone.
I left my hands-free kit at home. What's the matter?
There's a leak in one of the rooms.
Oh, no.
And that's not the worst of it, I'm afraid.
Why, what's happened?
Well, we're not sure as yet, but it must have been going on all night because there's a huge damp patch on the ceiling near the window. And the bottom of the curtains and the carpet on that side of the room are soaked.
Oh, no.
I've turned the water off. I've called the emergency plumber and sent Magda and Justine in there with buckets and towels.
Well done.
But I should warn you, Caroline, the Cadwalladers are not best pleased.
Oh, right. Well, thank you, Linda. I'll take it from here.
That's it, Jake. Screw the stud in.
Like this?
Yeah, that's it. Well, if you screw them all in, I'll tighten them with the spanner.
Mummy, can we have some juice?
When I've done Will's shirt.
Oh, thanks, Nick.
It's okay.
Why can't we go with George?
You know why we can't go with George, Mia?
It's because you've got such a great mummy who helps out Shula with the cricket tees, isn't it?
Go another time, eh?
And I'll tell you what we'll do when we get back from cricket. we'll run a lovely bubble bath for Mummy, and you two can help me make some supper while Mummy has a nice relax, eh?
OK.
Now, what can we cook that's quick and tasty? Fish finger sandwiches?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, fish finger sandwiches it is. How does that sound, love?
Yeah, great, thanks.
Oh, it's really nice that Mia wants to be with George, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was watching them all play. Oh, it's great that they get on so well. You like playing with George too, don't you, Jake?
Yeah.
Yeah, one big happy family.
There's only three.
Yeah.
Here's your shirt.
Oh, thanks.
Come on, you lot. We'd better get some lunch if we're going to get out for 12:30.
Goodbye. Have a good journey.
Linda?
Caroline, how are things going?
Plumber's just left.
Did he find the leak?
Mm-hmm, yeah, but it's not the pipes.
Oh.
It seems that one of the roof tiles over that room has become dislodged. You can see it quite clearly from the landing window.
Oh.
With all that rain last night, the water was coming in through the roof and then through the ceiling.
Well, that's a fairly straightforward repair, at least.
I hope so. Could you find Callum's mobile number for me? I need to pull him in as soon as possible to take a look at it.
Of course.
Meanwhile, we've opened all the windows in that room and I've got Magda using the multi-cleaner to try and vacuum as much of the water out of the carpet as possible.
Right.
How are the Cadwalladers doing?
Oh, they're waiting on the terrace for housekeeping to get the Rose Room ready.
Did you send them complimentary coffee and cakes?
Oh, yes. Not that they were at all grateful.
Oh, heaven forbid. They were put out right from booking, if you remember. All because they couldn't have the Royal Garden suite.
I do remember. I tried to explain that that is a regular booking. But the Reverend Cadwallader took it very personally for a clergyman.
Trouble is, they're just the sort to spread the word. And they have a very wide social circle.
Oh, dear.
They won't be happy about the size of their new room or the view of the car park either. Well, there's nothing we can do about that.
Yeah, fortunately not. Oh, and Dr. Cadwallader claims a pair of her shoes has been damaged.
Well, that should be covered by the insurance policy.
Oh, well, that's something. Is there anything else we can do to mollify them?
I'll go and offer my profuse apologies and perhaps dinner on the house.
I'll ring Callum. Good luck.
There they are, George.
Where?
Have you looked near that sign? That's Mummy, standing there with the big red bag. Look, there, near them flowers. The same colour as Kira's pram blanket.
Mummy! Mummy!
Ah, she's waving, look. Oh, yeah? Oh, Kira's being good for Mummy.
She was hungry.
Yeah, she was, wasn't she? Oh, wasn't it cute at the orangery when she held your finger and she wouldn't let go?
A bit.
I think she's fast asleep now. Poor Kira. She's missing out on all this. Being a baby isn't as much fun as being big, is it? Just wait till she's a bit older, then you can teach her how to do the treetop walk too.
Okay.
There's lots of things you're going to be able to teach her, aren't there? She's going to love having a big brother like you.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
Well,
that's very thoughtful.
Well, I didn't think you'd eaten anything much at lunchtime.
No, I didn't have time.
So, how are things?
Well, the good news is there's not too much damage in the room.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
I think the carpet will be fine once it's dried out. There was no damage to any of the furniture. I'll send the curtains to be cleaned tomorrow.
When Ambridge Hall flooded, we hired those machines to dry the rooms out.
Yeah. I'll get on to a hire firm first thing in the morning.
Well, I'm sure I've still got the details of the company we used somewhere. I'll dig them out tonight.
Oh, thank you. That'd be helpful. Callum reckons we're going to need to get some scaffolding erected so he can sort the roof tiles. As soon as that's done, he'll work on the ceiling.
Hmm. What about the Reverend and Dr. Cadwallader?
Hmm. They certainly know how to drive a hard bargain. Well, it's worth it to keep them sweet.
Well, perhaps if the room's ready before the end of the week, we could move our irascible guests back in.
I rather think they're happier where they are. A complimentary dinner, a sizeable discount, and something to grumble about.
Well, as long as they don't grumble to their friends.
For that, we'd better keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, we're busy as ever. The shearers are coming on Friday.
That'll be a good job done.
Yeah, and silage is looming. I've just started fencing off a new bit of grassland.
Oh, right.
He was getting on really well, so the boys and I decided he'd done enough to earn a bit of parole.
Well, we thought we'd have a stroll down to the pitch, you know, watch for half an hour before afternoon milking.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, and see how Tony was doing on his first stint as umpire.
You can stay with the boys if you like, David.
Well, it's tempting.
Yeah, why don't you?
No. Better get back to it in a while. We'll be silaging soon, so I want it all done before then.
Where are your lot, Will?
Oh, Mia was getting fed up, so Mum and Dad have walked down to the playground with them.
Oh, they'll run off some energy there.
Hmm. We missed you on the field this afternoon, David.
Well, it's good of you to say so, mate.
Oh, that's true.
Well, you seem to be doing all right without me. What the team really need is some new blood.
Well, Alistair's hoping Jamie Perks will be back with us after his exams.
Oh, good. And how's Tony been doing?
Yeah, great. Well, you should have seen him move for that run-out decision. Like grease lightning. Right, well, I'm off to get a refill. Can I get you another cup of tea, Ruth, or a slice of cake?
I'm fine, thanks.
All right, well, see you later then.
Bye. Oh.
What?
Did you remember to ring Elizabeth back?
Yeah.
Well, what did she want?
She's asked me to nip over to Lower Loxley when I've got a minute. She wants me to check out some of the parklands pasture.
What's the problem?
Reg just thinks it's underperforming.
Oh, right.
Shouldn't take me long just to give it the once over.
You could do it tomorrow morning before you get back on the fencing.
Yeah. Yeah, good idea. She just wants a bit of advice.
Oh, is there any more tea going, please, Nick?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you and Shula have put on a good spread. As usual.
Oh, thanks.
Listen, I've been thinking.
Yeah?
Well, it's Mum's birthday this week.
Oh, yeah, I know. I bought a card and present last week.
Well, I've had this idea. How about we invite her, Dad and Grandad over for a birthday meal on Thursday night?
Oh, well, yeah, we could do.
Well, you're not working that night, are you?
No.
I mean, well, we really went to town for Dad's birthday and, well, you can bet he's not got around to organising anything for Mum.
Yeah.
Well, why don't I find out for sure? And if it's okay with them, I can tell them to come round about, what, 6:30? Would that be okay?
Right. Yeah. Fine.
And the fashion show on Thursday?
Well, it's a regular charity event. The event company will set up all the staging, lighting and sound equipment.
What, so I'll be supervising that?
Well, you'll need to show them where to park the vans, where to bring in the equipment and staging, and just keep an eye on the get-in and later the get-out.
Oh, that's OK. What about the models? They'll need 2 dressing rooms?
Yeah, and there'll be another room to display the clothes so the audience can buy them after the show.
Oh, right, OK. Well, I'll have a look at the plan when we get back in the office.
The models arrive at about 4:30.
And they'll need refreshments?
Yeah, but Hugh's across all that. Again, it's really just a case of you being there to oversee and answer questions.
No problem.
Now, this is another popular setting for photographs.
I mean, the brides really are spoilt for choice, aren't they?
Most of the local photographers know what settings are available, but you'll need to show the brides and their wedding planners round.
Sure.
And they can see what choices we offer according to the season.
And the weather, obviously.
Yes. Oh, and you'll have to do a lot of steering.
In what sense?
Well, some of the girls have been planning their weddings in their head since they were little.
Oh, right, of course.
You'd be surprised at what they ask for.
Well, having 2 girls, I'm slightly intrigued.
Okay, well, for example, you'll find winter brides wanting the ceremony at 3:00, say, and then photographs outside.
Right, forgetting that it's dark by 4.
Exactly.
Well, I am looking forward to the weddings.
Are you?
Yeah, I've had a lot of experience at Grey Gables.
Yeah, I know you have.
I bet you get a lot of satisfaction, just seeing it all come together on the day.
Yes, yeah, and I hope you will too.
Yeah. What about the other big events? The Antiques Fair and so on?
Well, initially I'll oversee some of the specialised in-house events myself.
Okay.
But you'll assist me, and we'll see how things develop.
Great. Just to go back to the weddings for a minute.
Yeah.
I've got some questions about the green weddings, if you don't mind.
No, of course not.
Well, how exactly do they differ from your average wedding?
Well, Nigel used to say it was a question of the 3 R's.
What, reading, writing and...
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Oh, right.
Couples might try to reduce consumption of unnecessary extras, like, well, at one wedding, they painted the guests' initials on pebbles instead of using paper place cards.
Whoa.
And the guests might throw birdseed instead of paper confetti. And Titcomb often provides the flowers for the arrangements.
Right. Well, better get down to some serious research so I sound as though I know what I'm talking about.
You'll be fine, I'm sure.
Hello, Cathy.
Oh, hi, Clary.
Oh, don't let me disturb you.
Oh, it's no problem. I'm just trying to catch up with myself a bit. Are you off work today?
Just this morning. Got to go to the dentist. Oh. I lost a filling on Saturday.
Oh, you poor thing.
Ah, well, that'll teach me for pinching one of Joe's humbugs.
Dear, divine retribution.
Yeah. I were lucky to get a cancellation, you know. Oh, every time I try to eat on that side of my mouth or drink something hot, it hoots like heck.
Oh, there's nothing worse than toothache.
Not much, no.
Good thing you have a flexible boss.
Oh, Pat knows I'll catch up on the work.
Yeah, of course.
But I don't want to work on Thursday, if I can help it.
Why? What's going on Thursday?
It's my birthday.
Oh, of course it is. Have you got anything special planned?
Not that I know of. No, me and Eddie probably just have a drink with Susan and Neil, Mike and Vicky.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Hey, why don't you come as well?
I'm working that night, unfortunately.
Oh, a shame.
Yeah, function at the golf club.
Another time, then?
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you get back to your lawn.
If you must. Oh, Jamie volunteered. Well, it's normally his job, but I've let him off until after the exams.
Oh, of course, it's that time of the year again, isn't it?
He's got four next week.
Four?
Two English language papers, French listening and understanding, and an RS paper.
How's his swatting going?
Well, you know what they're like. You can't get more than an all right out of them.
How's things in general with him?
Fine.
Oh, good.
Yes, I mean, he got himself up for school this morning without me having to shout upstairs. Not bad for a Monday morning.
Well, that is good, isn't it?
Yes. I don't want to count my chickens, but I think we've turned a bit of a corner.
Thanks again for coming over.
Oh, it's no problem.
I know this is one of your areas of expertise.
Well, I'm not sure about expertise, but I do know a bit about grassland. And what I'm seeing here is pretty poor.
As bad as that?
Well, I'm not surprised Reg thought it was underperforming.
Yes.
Look at this. There's far too much decaying vegetation here.
So what's the best thing to do?
Well, giving it a good aerating would do the sward a power of good.
Right.
If you hire in one of these aerator things for a few days, I'll come over and do it myself.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, of course. And I'll sort out the best machine to go for.
Well, it's just that you've done so much already. And you must be silaging soon at Brookfield.
No, not until the end of next week, at the earliest.
Well, I don't want to take you away from your work on the farm again.
Elizabeth, it is no trouble. I'll check with Ruth first, obviously, to see how we're fixed, but this won't take me more than a couple of days.
Well, if you're sure.
Honestly, stop worrying. It's no problem.
OK, well, thank you.
Now, if we get the machine hire sorted, I could probably make time to get it done next week.
Oh, that would be great. And can you recommend a hire firm?
Yeah, well, you may as well leave that to me too.
Oh, okay.
There are a couple of very good firms that Ruth and I use regularly, so it'll be quicker for me to get it sorted.
Well, that's wonderful, thanks.
Okay. I'll give you a ring later, and I'll let you know how I've got on.
Hi, Mum.
Hello, William. I got a missed call from you.
Right, yeah.
Only I'm just coming out the dentist.
All right. How did it go?
Oh, not too bad, though. What was it you wanted? Is everything all right?
Yeah, fine. Oh, I just wondered if you'll be at home at dinner time.
Yeah, I'll need to put a bit of brisket on for tea.
What time?
Well, your dad's given me a lift to Bridge Farm about 1:15.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'll be there before then.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, fine. Well, I'll see you later, Mum.
All right then, bye.
Bye.
So, the general idea of the Garden Festival?
It's loosely based on growing, cooking and eating your own food.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be speakers. That chap who used to own the big nursery over at Edgeley, he's published a month-by-month guide to the garden.
Oh, right, yeah.
So he'll be giving a talk and then doing a book signing.
Vicky will be first in the queue there. She's a big fan.
And there'll be a beekeeping display, plant and seed stalls. And our allotment holders will be opening their allotments and be there to answer questions.
Good stuff.
And there'll be the chance for them to sell any surplus produce if they want to.
Great. And what about food and refreshments?
Well, there's going to be a food hall in the Cruck Barn, cookery displays and taster tables. In terms of refreshments, there'll be food stalls with seating areas, and we're having a marquee where people can book a table to escape from the hurly-burly and eat in relative peace and quiet.
That's a great idea.
And a smaller champagne and strawberries tent, again with an outdoor seating area.
Oh, fantastic. And for the kids?
The steam-powered carousel's back. And, of course, the obligatory bouncy castle.
Well, of course.
And this is what the leaflet will look like.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, no, that looks great. It's got a really packed-out feel to it.
Yeah. As though there'll be so much going on, there'll almost be too much to see and do in one day alone.
And, yeah, no, I see you've got a good pricing structure.
Yeah, something for everyone. Oh, it's David.
Oh, well, I'll take these back to the kitchen while you take it.
Thanks. Hi, David.
Hi, Elizabeth.
What can I do for you?
I'm just ringing to let you know I've spoken to the hire firm and arranged the aerator.
Oh, that was quick.
Yep. Should be delivered by the end of the week.
That's great.
So let me know when it arrives and we'll sort out a couple of days for me to come over and get the work done. Oh,
thanks, David. I really appreciate it.
Hello, Cathy.
Oh, hi, Clary.
Are you still gardening?
Oh, I hadn't planned to be, but Jo caught me putting the lawnmower away and said I should get some weeding done.
Typical Jo.
He's right, though. It has become a bit overrun.
I tell you what, he were putting out some seedlings and cuttings earlier on for hardening off. You could ask him if he's got any going spare.
He's already ahead of you.
Oh, wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, he said it doesn't do to leave the ground bare once you've weeded. So he's going to sort out some plants for me later on.
Yeah, he's a great one for giving orders and letting others carry out the work.
I don't mind. It's very good of him. And I'm not due at the golf club until this afternoon.
Fair enough.
Thought it might do Jamie good to give me a hand for half an hour after school.
Yeah, be a break from his books to get out in the fresh air.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But he texted me that he's off to Marty's straight after school.
Oh.
Yeah, they're revising together.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hello, Will.
Hello, love.
Hello.
I'll see you later, yeah, then.
I'll see you later, Cathy. Come on in, William. Give me a minute and I'll put the kettle on.
No, it's all right. I can't stop. I want to get more of the brooder houses ready this afternoon for the next batch.
Oh, how's it going?
Yeah, very well. George had a whale of a time helping me out at the weekend.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he loves it.
You sure you won't have a cuppa?
No, you're all right, thanks. Well, what I came for is, well, you know it's your birthday on Thursday.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I gave Dad a ring and he says you and him were just going to the ball for a drink.
That's right.
Well, how about coming to ours for a meal instead? Well, you, Dad and Grandad.
Well, that's a nice idea. Have you asked Nick?
Yeah, of course. She was well up for it.
Thank you, that'd be lovely.
Oh, great. Well, George will be there as well, so you know, it'll be a proper family occasion.
Smashing.
Well, saw Helen Archer a bit ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with a baby, pushing the pram towards the village green.
Oh, how was she?
Well, she looked really happy, you know, glowing.
Yeah, she's taken to motherhood like a duck to water.
Yeah? And do Pat and Tony feel the same about being grandparents? You know, being as how Henry came about.
Oh, yeah. They're both as pleased as punch.
Oh, good.
But they aren't now, anyway.
Right.
Well, wasn't easy at first. But like I said to Susan, you've got to accept your children's choices.
That's great. Well, yeah, I think you're right.
Otherwise, where would you be?
Yeah. Right, is 6:30 all right on Thursday for the meal?
It should be.
Great.
And tell Nick thanks as well. I'll really look forward to it.
So will we.
So what had happened?
Well, it turned out the leak was a result of a dislodged roof tile.
Oh, right. Well, it poured it down on Saturday night, didn't it?
Yeah. It had seeped through the ceiling, soaked the carpet and the bottom of the curtains.
Oh, what a mess.
Yes, it was.
Caroline's had a right job on there, hasn't she?
Yep.
Isn't this her first week without Roy?
Yes, but if there's anyone who thrives on this sort of challenge, it's Caroline.
Just as well.
Yes.
I wonder I haven't seen much of her around the farm this week, then.
Yeah, she's rather had her hands full.
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, I should keep him in.
How's your little brood?
Oh, they're smashing, thanks.
Excellent.
Kira's as alert as anything. I was telling her all about the cows last night, and I swear she was making little noises back, like she was talking to me.
She's going to be a little chatterbox then, eh?
Yeah, I reckon.
Well, they're precious moments, Ed.
Yeah.
How's Emma?
Oh, she's okay. Yeah, she's tired, but, you know.
Well, she's bound to be. Something else bothering you?
Oh, it's just...
Well, go on, spit it out.
Oh, well, last week George stayed over with Will and Nick from Thursday right through to Sunday.
Was that a problem?
Well, he's always stayed over at Will's on Saturday night. It's fine. I mean, I know he has to see his dad.
Well, of course.
But... And he goes after school for his tea two nights a week as well.
But you think that Thursday to Sunday was too big a chunk of time to be away from home, eh?
Yeah, yeah, I do. I mean, all of a sudden, from a couple of evenings and half a weekend, he's there for half a week. Can't have it.
Is George unhappy about it?
No. That's just it, you see. George didn't mind. It's not good for him.
Mm.
He's not spending enough time at home to get to know his baby sister properly.
Oh, I see, yeah. Well, of course, yeah.
I need him to be there so he can get used to having her around.
Mm, of course.
And as she gets a bit older, he can play with her a bit and they'll be close, like a proper brother and sister.
Mm.
What do you think, Oliver?
Well, yes, I agree. Spending time together as a family is very important. Essential.
Yeah, that's what I think. But so you think I should put my foot down?
You should do what's right for your family.
They did very well last year, but I'm keeping them under glass until next month. You never know if there'll be a late frost.
Yeah, right, no.
So how are things here? How's Roy settling in?
Really well.
Super.
Yeah, he's already come up with one or two ideas.
That is good.
Yes.
You won't forget it's Mariel's birthday tomorrow?
No, I haven't.
I'm going to ring her after supper.
Kent and the children and I are going to chat to her tonight.
Mm. 10 years old. My goodness, time does fly. Elizabeth?
Hmm?
You seem a bit distracted. Something the matter?
Oh, it's nothing really.
It's obviously enough to bother you.
It's just Jessica.
Why, what's happened?
She came to see me this morning to ask about Lower Loxley investing in the falconry business.
Oh, yes.
Well, she said we need to upgrade the Bird's Mews and Weathering Yard.
And is that a problem?
Yes, I'm afraid it is.
Oh, dear.
It's been worrying me for quite a while now that the falconry enterprise isn't paying its way.
I see.
I've been putting off having a close look at the figures.
Ah, because it's one of Nigel's projects.
Yes.
I understand.
From what I've seen, it looks like it's been struggling and that Nigel's been shielding it.
Oh, dear.
I really need to get down to it and look at it properly.
Tackling problems head-on really is the best way.
I know. I'm just afraid I'll find that we can't afford to keep it.
Just let me serve Bert and Joe, Shula. I'll be right with you.
Oh, don't worry. I've just popped in to put this up.
Oh, the single wicket competition.
Yep, that's right.
We'll have to mention it to Will.
Oh, yes. Please do. Give him a nudge.
No problem.
And anyone else you think might be interested?
Okay.
And you could point it out to Harry when he comes in. He's been dying to sign up to defend his title.
When is the competition?
Bank holiday Monday. 3 weeks away.
Great.
Yes. It should be a good afternoon. A real family occasion.
Yeah, I remember.
Kenton's promised to do his usual comparing.
Oh, fab.
He didn't need much persuading.
Oh, is there a bouncy castle like last year? My two love them.
Yes, and music and a barbecue. All the fun of the fair.
Right, I'll pester as many as I can to get signed up then.
Hmm. Though looking round, I don't think you'll get many takers this lunchtime.
You might be right. I don't know where everyone's got to. There's usually a few more in at lunchtime than this.
Well, most of the farmers are either silaging or gearing up for it at this time of year.
Wow, that explains it.
Mind you, at least that being quiet gives me a chance to plan my menu for Thursday.
Oh, special occasion.
Clary's birthday.
Oh.
She, Eddie and Joe are coming round for a meal.
Oh, that could be nice.
Yeah, I just need to decide what to cook.
Oh, I'm sure you'll think of something. And as you say, having that to ponder should stop you getting bored when the pub's not so busy.
Oh, I never get bored here. Whether it's busy or not, I enjoy it just the same.
Oh, it's nice to hear of someone enjoying their work.
Oh, I do. Totally. I love it here.
Oh, and I'm sure everyone appreciates it. Right, I'd better get on.
Bye, Sheila.
Bye. Oh, hi, Ed.
Hiya. You all right?
Hi, Ed.
Have you got time for a quick word?
Yeah. Okay, is everything all right?
Yeah, listen. I've been thinking.
Oh?
About George.
What about him?
Well, me and Emma would rather we stick with him sleeping at home on weeknights.
Oh, what's brought this on all of a sudden?
Oh, don't take it the wrong way. We're really grateful for all you've been doing for him recently.
Oh, don't be daft. He's a lovely little boy. I enjoy having him.
It's just that we want him to spend more time at home. With us and with Kira.
Oh, I see.
Well, he needs to get to know Kira and she needs to get to know him.
So she bonds with him.
Yeah, exactly.
I know what you're saying.
The thing is, well, I know he has a great time with you and the kids, but I want him to like playing with Kira too.
Yeah.
No offence.
No, none just, taken. Don't worry, it's fine.
I just want them to be close to each other.
Of course you do.
Do you understand?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, good. Well, we've agreed days and times for George to be with his dad ages ago. Is it okay if we stick with them?
Well, it's okay by me.
I think it's best all round, don't you?
Actually, yeah, I do.
Is it okay if you speak to Will about this?
Oh, okay.
Well, it's just I think it'll come better from you, if you don't mind.
All right. I'll talk to him this afternoon.
Oh, thanks.
Leave it with me, yeah?
Good lad, good lad. How's it going?
Oh, hi, Oliver.
Ah, hi, Sheila.
You just off out?
Yep, you?
In the menage all afternoon.
Ah, steady, boy, steady.
How's everything going with the preparation for the puppy show?
Well, I read all the invitations this morning, just posted them, in fact.
Oh, good.
And I just hope we get a good turnout.
Oh, I'm sure you will. It's always such a popular event.
Yeah.
5th of June, isn't it?
That's right.
I'm looking forward to it. No Caroline today?
Well, she's got a work cut out this week, dealing with the aftermath of a leak at the hotel.
Oh, Lord, was it serious?
Yeah, pretty bad.
Oh, no.
Caroline had some sort of drying machine on all yesterday. Carpet's all right, luckily, but, well, the ceiling will have to be replastered and painted.
Oh, that's the thing, isn't it?
Mm.
It's not only the problem itself, but all the hassle something like that causes.
Yeah, and she's racing against time because the suite's booked out again very soon.
Oh, poor Caroline.
Yeah.
No wonder she's got no time for riding.
Indeed. Come on, boy. Walk on. Walk on. There's...
Perhaps things will settle down once she's got into the swing of it all.
Yeah, perhaps.
He said what?
Will, listen.
What right has he got to go marching into the bull giving you orders?
It wasn't like that.
Who does he think he is?
Oh, please, don't take this personally.
Well, of course I'm going to take it personally. How can I take it any other way when it's my life he's interfering with?
Honestly, Will, he really didn't come over as somebody who wanted to interfere or stir things up.
Don't you know him by now?
That's what I'm trying to say.
And why are you sticking up for him?
Oh, I'm not sticking up for him. I'm passing his message on.
Yeah, because he didn't have the bottle to face me himself.
Maybe.
Oh, it's pathetic.
Yeah, he should have spoken to you about this himself. But instead, he spoke to me. And all I'm trying to do is pass on what he said.
Oh, I know. I shouldn't be taking this out on you.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't want to stick up for Ed, but I do think he had George's best interests at heart. He's been straight about that.
Well, you know, I'm not sure.
But just think about it for a minute. Look, if we keep chopping and changing the routine, which we're all used to, then it's disruptive for George. He'll start feeling like he's no proper home. Come on, everybody needs to put down roots in one place.
But he loves being here.
And we love having him, but his main home is with his mum. And if we don't help him understand that, then he's going to start thinking, deep down, that his mum's replaced him with Kira. That she doesn't love him. And they've both pushed him out. Well, you don't want him growing up thinking that, do you?
Of course I don't. But, well, what if he thinks I'm rejecting him.
Oh, of course he won't. He knows you love him to bits. And he doesn't have to sleep here for you two to spend time together.
Maybe.
He'll still come here for his tea two nights a week, so you and he can still work with the pheasant chicks together.
And he stays on Saturday nights?
Yeah, just like the regular routine. All we're doing is getting things back to normal for George. He's had so much upheaval in his life with Kira arriving. It's important that he knows that some things won't change.
I suppose.
So, can I give Ed a ring then and tell him we're fine with it all?
Yeah, okay.
Look, I know it's hard for you, love, but we are doing it for George, remember?
I know.
Hi, Mum.
Hello, darling.
How did you get on with your gardening?
Well, rain stopped play for the time being, I'm afraid.
Oh, is it raining? I hadn't noticed.
Only a shower, I hope.
Yeah.
I rang to ask you how you got on with the falconry accounts.
Oh.
Did you make time to have a good look at them?
Yes, I did. I took your advice and started as soon as you'd gone.
Well done.
I went through them a couple of times to make sure.
You don't sound very hopeful.
Oh, it's such a shame, Mum. It really is.
I know, darling.
The falconry was Nigel's baby. He loved it. He often used to work with Jessica doing the demonstrations.
Yes, that's right. He had his own favourite bird, didn't he?
Yes, Eleanor, a Harris hawk.
Oh, dear.
But I need to face facts, Mum.
I know. You've got to do what's right for you and the business.
Yes. So, for that reason, I've decided the birds will have to go.
Would you like some coffee,
yes,
darling?
Yes, I'll give it some thought. Bye for now. Oh, it'd be lovely, darling, yeah. That was Bridget.
Yes. What did she want?
To complain.
Complain? What about?
Well, she thinks Rory isn't being stretched enough at Loxley Barrett.
Really?
Hmm. I mean, she said he's a bright boy and she thinks he's capable of a lot more.
Oh, does she? Well, I think Loxley Barrett's a perfectly good school.
Yes, it is.
And it's certainly good enough for David and Ruth's children, and Lily and Freddie for that matter. Yeah,
good, perhaps being the operative word.
Well, what on earth do you mean, darling?
Well, to be perfectly honest, this has chimed with something I'd been thinking.
Has it? But you never said anything.
No, but, well, the week before he went to Ireland, I helped him with his homework. Mm-hmm. It was a sort of comprehension thing. Getting him to answer the questions, it felt like pulling teeth.
Well, he doesn't normally struggle with those.
He ended up only doing half the questions. But he said that was fine, because the teacher wouldn't expect them to finish it all.
Really?
Well, that's not right, is it? Not even expecting the kids to finish their homework.
Well, I'm not sure that that's...
He ought to be doing a lot better than he is, Jenny. It's an increasingly competitive world out there. I mean, children need to be given today the edge they'll need for tomorrow.
I think there's plenty of time for that.
Well, Bridget said she'd email me a list she's compiled of prep schools in the Borsetshire area.
What a cheek!
We'll give it the once-over when I get her email. There's no point in discussing it any further until we see what she's got in mind.
I've just been to the house on the green, checking on the builders.
Oh, how's it going?
Well, they're a couple of days behind already. I don't want them thinking they can sneak off to do other jobs whenever my back's done. Mm-hmm.
You certainly know how to crack the whip, don't you, Lillian?
Mm-hmm. With builders you have to, darling. Yeah. If you don't give them a regular rollicking, they'll be there till doomsday. I speak from experience. Look, if you give me a minute, Jolene, I'll smoke this and then you can have one.
No, thanks.
No, it's all right. We can do what we've done before. You smoke, and if someone comes, just hand me the ciggy and pop a mint in your mouth.
Thanks, but I won't.
Oh, go on, you know you want to.
No, I'm serious, Lillian. I'm trying to be good.
Spoiled.
No, look, I've got this far, and I want to stick to it.
Oh, well, if you're sure.
It's just that Kenton's been so kind. You know, how he's encouraging me instead of nagging.
Well, he is one of the good guys.
Yeah, I know. Hey, he's promised me a nice surprise if I manage another week. I can't disappoint him.
Well, I think you're quite mad, as you know, but I admire your sticking power.
No, thanks. It hasn't been easy.
No. And how is Kenton?
He's fine. He rang Mariel first thing to see if she'd had a good birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And she asked him when she'd see him next. He mentioned about us both going.
He's always making plans to go to New Zealand, but he never quite manages to save up enough to do it.
He's a bit worried about Elizabeth, though.
Really? Why?
He didn't go into details. Just said she had a lot on her mind with the business.
Well, I'm sure things will improve on that score now Roy's started full time.
Was it urgent, Linda? Only I've got masses to do.
Oh, I came to hold out the olive branch to Lillian.
What olive branch?
Well, after our somewhat bruising battle in the run-up to the parish council elections and Lillian failing to be returned.
Yeah. Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I look forward to continuing to serve Ambridge to the best of my ability.
Yeah. Do you want a coffee?
Alas, I haven't time, but thank you anyway.
All right, okay.
I'm on my way to start work at the shop.
Right. Well, don't let me keep you.
No, you're not. Will Lillian be long, do you think?
Oh, I thought it was her when you knocked. Thought she'd forgotten her keys.
Ah, is that her now?
Matt?
Kitchen.
Oh, good.
With Linda Snell. Coffee, Lillian.
Any more caffeine and I'll be on the ceiling, darling. Hello, Linda.
Morning, Lillian.
Linda's called with an olive branch.
I wanted to ask if you'd heard the latest from James.
Well, I haven't checked my voicemails yet.
Well, guess what? He and Leonie have booked a rather exotic holiday.
Have they?
Robert and I are so pleased.
Yeah, I bet.
But I won't spoil it for you by giving you the details. I'm sure James will tell all.
Right, well, thanks for letting me know.
Yes, and the other reason I called was to ask you and Matt if you'd like to come to Ambridge Hall for drinks one evening.
Thanks.
Perhaps we can sort out a date?
I'll give you a ring.
I look forward to it. Right, well, I'd better get off to the shop. I'll see myself out. Bye.
Bye, Linda.
Bye.
Drinks with her and her geek of a husband.
Lads.
Remind me to be busy counting paperclips that night. Anyway, how'd you get on to number three?
Well, I partly started on the kitchen. I had to read the Riot Act.
Oh, did you now?
And did you know that they're fitting the kitchen units before the plasterers skim the walls?
Yeah, I told them to.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd better check if you had before I said anything to them.
Well, what's the problem?
You'll just skim the bits of the wall that show.
Look, it'd be twice as quick and cost half as much. No one'll be any the wiser, will they? Hey?
Is there anything else I can help you with, Jennifer, while Susan's getting Rory's comic?
Yes, I wanted some of these rolls, but can't find the tongs.
Oh, dear. Bear with me. They're here somewhere. I didn't think children read comics anymore with the internet and so on.
Oh, Rory loves this one. It's linked to a television programme, you see.
Oh, yes.
And he loves the monsters and the robots.
Oh, here they are.
Oh, thanks. A few of his chums get the same one and they collect and swap the cards that come with it.
Oh, I see. Yes, I remember Jamie Perks doing the same thing with a football magazine when he was younger.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, it's very good to get the reading habit young, isn't it?
Yes.
Hope you're looking forward to our book club meeting next week.
Actually, I am. Yeah, very much.
Oh, good. How are you getting on with Cranford?
Oh, it's a great choice. I've always loved it. It's a pleasure to become reacquainted.
Excellent.
So I can't wait, especially after missing the last meeting.
Yes, well, the less said about that meeting, the better.
I heard. Mm. But never mind. Sure, this one will be a great success. So stimulating to talk about books with like-minded people.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Something I've missed more than I've realised.
I see Kenton's here behind the bar again.
I think it's lovely for both him and Jolene.
Well, whatever you say, Lillian.
It's good to see them both so happy.
Anyway, what are you having to eat? You decided yet?
I think I'll have the chicken wrap.
Okay.
And while you decide, what do you think of this bathroom with these fittings?
Let's have a look.
Yeah.
What, for number three? You're joking, aren't you?
No.
That looks far too pricey.
Well, I'm sure I could get a good deal. I know him well enough now and I've given him a lot of business.
It wouldn't matter how much you flattered your eyelashes at him, you wouldn't be able to bring him down on price as far as I'd need.
I think I would, for the quality.
Yeah, well, that's the issue. You need to be coming a bit more down market for that place.
I see.
Right,
Anyway, I'll go and order. Chicken wrap, was it?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, hey, are these dead?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Jenny.
Oh, everything all right?
Yeah, fine. I was just saying to Matt how happy you and Kenton seem.
Yeah, we are. Oh, it's great, Lillian.
I'm glad.
Mind you, it'd be nice if he and Jamie could make it up.
But Jamie's back home now, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's still working her weekends. And giving Kenton the cold shoulder.
Right.
But Jamie seems much more settled, though. And I can't pretend it's not a relief that he's living back with Kathy.
Mm, I can understand that.
Mm. She said he's cracking on with his revision.
Well, there you are, then. Sounds like the boy started to grow up.
Yeah, maybe.
Good grief, this site's taking an age.
You've got no patience, Brian.
It doesn't bode well if the school's not even across basic technology.
So anyway, Linda and I were discussing the opening of the tea shop.
Tea shop? What, in Ambridge?
In Cranford.
Oh.
Oh, do keep up, darling.
Sorry, Di.
When Susan came in from the storeroom and joined in the conversation.
Mm.
And to my complete surprise, she's ordered the book off the internet and she's already halfway through it.
Mm.
And she's asked Linda if she can come along to the meeting.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing, but just took me a little bit by surprise, that's all.
Why? I mean, perhaps, like you, she wants the cut and thrust of an invigorating discussion.
Oh, I hardly think so.
No?
More that she hates being left out of anything.
It's funny how a lot of these prep schools are Catholic.
Well, it's not that that I'm bothered about. It's the location of some of these places.
What about it?
Well, look, they're miles away. Mm. And imagine how long it's going to take me to drive there and back twice a day.
That's a point, I suppose.
Through rush hour traffic as well.
Mm. Oh, hang on. This one's got a school bus.
Oh, that's good. Well, click on the details then. Oh, good grief. It goes halfway round the county and look what time they pick up at Hollerton.
Mm.
It's just not practical, Brian. It'd be such a long day for him.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be all school, homework and bed, poor little chap.
Well, you just have to tell Bridget it can't be done.
Well, let's not give up on the idea quite yet.
Well, I think we should.
Jenny.
No, I'm sorry, Brian. I am not prepared to go to those lengths. And I don't think we should subject little Rory to such a gruelling routine either. He's only 8, for heaven's sake.
You know, a few of these schools have both day pupils and boarders.
Oh? Well, I didn't realise you were thinking about boarding, Brian.
Well, I wasn't, but
gosh. Hey, look at those after-school activities.
Mm. Archery, cookery, riding.
Yes.
Well, this one's even got a golf course.
Well, just click on the boarding page, then.
And look what they get up to at weekends. He'd love the go-karting.
And the cultural trips. Well, scroll down.
Rooms look nice too.
Yeah, single rooms.
Let's have a look at their Ofsted report.
Yeah. It'd certainly give him more opportunities than he'd have as a day pupil.
Well, here's the summary.
Overall, outstanding.
Successfully promoting the pupils' educational and social needs. Blah, blah, blah.
Pastoral care of a very high standard.
And the head and senior management team providing strong leadership.
But we'd miss him terribly if he was a boarder.
Well, of course, but clearly needs a more stimulating curriculum than Loxley Barrett can provide. And as we've said, a long, tiring journey each end of the day can't be done.
Missing out on clubs and activities, that would be a pity.
Absolutely. No, I think we owe it to Rory not to dismiss the idea until we've looked into it a little more.
Yes, I think you're right.
It's not a decision to rush in too lightly.
Right, the lighting people have finished rigging.
Ah, thanks, Roy.
And the staging and catwalk are nearly ready.
Good.
I've checked with Hugh about the food.
Well, it sounds like everything's in hand then.
Yep. And there are enough meters and greeters to show the audience where to sit and where the clothes are on display and so on.
And you've organised a couple of our staff to be in attendance for health and safety?
Yep, already taken care of.
Oh, thanks, Roy.
So, why don't you take the evening off? You can leave it all to me.
Well...
Go on.
OK. That would be great, thank you.
Oh, that's no problem. Oh, did you have any more thoughts about Jessica and the Falconry Enterprise?
Yes. I slept on it. Even went over the figures again this morning just to make sure. But I can't see anything else for it.
Right.
We're just not in a position to be able to offer her and the birds a home after the summer.
Oh, I'm really sorry, Elizabeth.
Thank you. So am I.
Yeah, I can see that.
So I'll have to bite the bullet and go and tell Jessica the bad news.
Hey, Nick? Hello?
Oh, sorry.
Did I make you jump?
Oh, I just didn't hear you come in. Flowers? Why did you...
They're for Mum.
Oh, right.
Nice, aren't they?
Lovely, yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Sure?
I was just surprised, that's all.
Surprised? Why?
Well, because I told you. I already bought your Mum's present last week.
Yeah, I know. But you don't mind, do you?
No, of course I don't.
Well, I just thought it'd be a nice thing to do, that's all.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's why I got these as well.
Oh, what is it? Carver?
Like Carver, but sweeter. Mum's not keen on them dry wines. Yeah, and I got a bottle of white wine to go with the meal as well.
Okay, good.
Oh, what are you making?
Birthday cake.
Oh, thanks. Oh, she'll be well chuffed.
I thought she probably doesn't get one unless she makes it herself.
Yeah, you're right.
I know the kids will expect one.
Yeah.
It's not a proper birthday to them unless it's a birthday cake.
Well, it's great.
It's nothing.
No, really. Thanks for going to all the trouble for Mum.
Oh, you know how fond of her I am.
It'll be a proper birthday to remember.
Will it?
Well, I hope she'll think so.
No problem, Jennifer. Bye.
Elizabeth?
Oh, hi, Roy.
I'm not disturbing you, am I?
Oh, no, it's fine. It was Jennifer.
Oh, right.
Asking about boarding schools.
Boarding schools?
Well, Nigel and I were once thinking of sending Lily and Freddie to boarding school.
Oh, yeah, I remember Hayley saying something about that.
Jennifer was wondering why we'd changed our minds. It's something they're considering for Rory.
Oh, really?
Apparently.
Are you OK, Elizabeth?
Yes, yeah, I was just having a bit of quiet time. Kenton and the children will be home any minute.
Well, I take it you gave Jessica the bad news.
Yes.
No need to ask how it went.
No, understandably, she was very upset. I expected she would be.
Didn't she have any idea then? I mean, that things weren't doing so well?
Well, she knew bookings for Falconry Days had dropped off sharply, and Falconry Experiences have been falling too over the past 18 months.
Well, so she knew things weren't good?
Yeah, but she wasn't prepared for me telling her that we couldn't carry on with the Falconry.
Must have come as a shock.
She was settled here. So were her birds.
Yeah, of course.
But we had a good chat. And she understands my reasons and knows I haven't got a choice.
It does seem a shame. Apart from anything, I mean, having the birds gives the place a real traditional feel.
I know what you mean.
We visitors like that. You know, that air of aristocracy, that link with the history of the area.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, it'll leave a gap.
Right, well, I'm going to go in and make some phone calls. I promised I'd ring some of the other places in the county, you know, like Barefield Manor.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see if any of them can offer Jessica and her birds a home. That's about the best I can do.
Go on through.
Hi there, Nick.
Hello. Happy birthday, Clary.
Oh, thanks, love.
Oh, something smells good, eh, Clary?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, thanks.
Well, sit yourselves down.
Oh, toss up. Come on, Clary, take the weight off your feet.
Oh, lovely.
Well, I hope you're all hungry.
Oh, no danger.
Are you sure Joe's okay with the kids?
Well, Grandad. Yeah, of course he is.
Oh, I'm sure he'll love watching Tinky Winky or whoever it is. Make a change for him haunting that mobile library.
The library? Grandad?
Oh, he's becoming a bit of a bookworm in his old age.
Wine, Mum?
Oh, yes, Tar.
Nick, can you get some glasses out?
Oh, yes, yeah, sorry.
Wine or beer, Dad?
I'll have a beer to be going on with.
Here you go, Mum.
Lager, Eddie.
Oh, smashing, love.
Should be nice and cold.
Thanks.
Nick?
Not just now.
Don't want to be drunk in charge of a cooker, eh?
Yeah, that's right. There you go, Eddie.
Top.
So, what's all this about Grandad getting into books, then?
Thought Dad's racing paper was more up his street.
Oh, it's his book club he's off to again at Lindesnell's.
Oh, you know what your granddad's like. He only goes for the free grub and drink.
Ah, that's how it started. But he had a bit of a showing up last month and his pride were dinted.
So he's determined to read the book properly this time so they can't catch him out.
Susan rang me up to see if I wanted to join it and all.
Was she going now?
So Jennifer told her all about it.
I bet Jennifer has more leisure time, though. How's Susan going to keep up?
Ain't so much keeping up with the reading, more about keeping up with the Aldridges.
Sitting fancy then, Clary.
George, can you come in here, please?
I mean, what's the point of sitting around talking about a book? Once you've read it, it's done with.
George!
Oh, don't disturb him, love, not if he's enjoying the telly.
Ah, there's a good boy.
Hello, Georgie.
Well, what have you got to say to Grandma?
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, love.
There's a birthday cake.
For me? How lovely. It's ages since I had a birthday cake.
Can we have some now?
We need to get you back home. Can you be getting your shoes on, please?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you stayed here on a Thursday, Nick.
Eddie.
That was just a one-off.
Yeah, it's just Saturday nights as per usual.
Am I going home? What about the cake?
Come here. Look, pal, I think it's mixed you up, hasn't it? Staying over last Thursday. I know you'd like to stay, and well, I'd like that too, but I think it's best for you to go home tonight, and then you can come and stay on Saturday night as usual, OK?
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and we can feed the poults and do lots of jobs together and have a great time, can't we?
OK.
And we'll ask Grandma if we can sing Happy Birthday and cut the cake before she eats her tea.
Yeah, of course you can.
Then you can take a piece home and eat it for your supper when you got your jammers on. Is that OK?
So, that's it, really. Just wanted to let you know that it's all going smoothly down there and you've no need to pop down.
Well, thanks, Roy. Oh, it's been lovely to have the evening off completely. Not even have to be on standby.
Apart from the laptop.
Oh, I've only just picked it up, I promise.
Well, I'll let you off then. What have you and the children been up to?
Oh, I helped them with some homework. And then we watched a ridiculous comedy programme.
Really?
Yeah, the children loved it.
Oh, and how did you get on with the phoning round?
On Jessica's behalf, do you mean?
Hmm. Did you get any joy from any of the other venues?
Not so far.
Oh, heck.
There are a couple more I can try tomorrow.
Oh, well, I'll leave you to your emails then.
Oh, hold on, Roy.
What?
Just a minute. Oh, my goodness.
What's up?
Well, this is from the scheme manager of the UKVA. You know, the Vineyards Association.
And? Well, don't leave me in suspense.
The wines have achieved regional wine status again.
Oh, that's fantastic news.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I was so scared I'd messed it up.
Well, there you go. You must have a better palate than you thought you had.
I wouldn't go that far. It's really all down to the expert help I got at the winery. But I'm going to work on improving it for next year.
What do they say? It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
I didn't say I wouldn't enjoy it.
Oh, am I right in thinking English Wine Week's coming up fairly soon? It's at the end of the month, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Well, we need to put our heads together and think of how best to advertise and market the wines.
Absolutely. I'll look at the diary first thing tomorrow and we'll schedule a meeting.
Oh, I am stuffed.
That were a lovely meal, Nick. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're getting to be a very good cookie, ain't you, Clary?
Of course she is.
Oh, thanks.
You've learnt from the best, haven't you, eh? My wife, best cook in Ambridge, in Borsetshire.
Eddie.
Yeah, she is. You got them back into bed?
Yeah, at last.
You want to look after this girl of yours, will you?
Well, I try.
So all the kids settled now?
Yeah, getting there. They've packed me off. Grandad's promised to read them another story.
Oh, he thinks the world of his great-grandkids. All of them.
And they're very fond of him too. Aren't they, Nick?
Yeah, of course. Well, Clary, should I serve the birthday cake now?
If you like.
I thought we'd have it for pudding.
Smash it.
Well, and there's another treat for you, Mum.
Right.
I got some sparkling wine to go with it.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, but maybe we should wait for Joe.
Ah, Grandad won't mind.
Oh, I just thought in case it was bad manners.
Ah, bad manners? Ah, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Hooray!
Oh, I'm feeling very spoiled today, what with your presents. And Susan come round with a card and a box of chockies, and so did Cathy.
What's Jamie up to at the moment? I ain't seen him for days.
Here you go, Mum.
Oh, thank you, love. Well, he's still at home. He's just doing a lot of revising round at his friends. That's what Cathy says.
Nick.
Thanks.
And Dad.
Oh, cheers.
Right. Happy birthday, Mum. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Mm. Oh, his cake is lovely.
Thanks.
Oh, you should have seen George this weekend with the birds. Oh, he's really got the knack, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, like father, like son.
Yeah, he's taken after you in lots of ways.
Well, do you think so?
Yeah, and he's always had a look at you.
Oh, what, even as a baby?
Yeah. Same eyes, same blonde hair. William was fair as a baby. Nick, I bet you never knew that.
No, I didn't. More cake, Clary?
No, I'm still going with this sliced tart. Oh, Eddie.
Hey.
Ah, William were a proper picture as a baby.
Was he?
Yeah. When you have a baby, you love them straight away, don't you? But then there's a little moment when you sort of fall in love with them proper.
Oh, well, how do you mean?
Well, with you, it was one day in the hospital, and I'd come back from having a bath, and you was fast asleep with your little middle finger in your mouth. Mm. And I just realised, that baby there's all mine. And your heart sort of skips a beat.
Oh, really?
I suppose it's nature's way of bonding you both. Oh, there's nothing like them first days as a new mum.
I won't be a minute.
Nick?
I just want to make sure Joe's got the kids settled.
Oh. Well, is everything all right?
Yeah, of course.
Honey, she's been ever so quiet all night.
No, honestly, Mum. Everything's fine.
I've brought some refreshments for everyone.
Oh, cheers, Ruth.
How's it going?
Yeah, really well.
Good stuff. Do you need any extra help?
No, we're fine. Bert's doing a sterling job rolling fleeces. Any sign of Neil yet?
He just rang to say he's on his way.
Oh, great. Then I can crack on with the fencing as soon as he gets here. Ooh. Is there one of those cans of lemonade with my name on it?
It certainly is.
Oh, thanks. Ah, oh, brilliant. Mmm. Oh, that's better.
And I've bought sandwiches, pie and cake.
Yeah, let me take that. Oh, I'm sure they'll be eternally grateful. Has Pip gone into college today?
Yeah, she said she wanted to use the library this morning.
Oh, right.
She's really getting her head down, isn't she?
Yeah. Well, she put a lot into her music composition.
Mm. At least that's been handed in now.
She's on the final stretch, then.
Yep. Nothing now until business studies on the 10th of June.
Well, she should give herself a pat on the back. And a bit of a break.
She's going to see Spencer after lunch, she said.
Floating over to him on cloud 9, is she?
Probably. They're both coming back here for their tea.
Oh, good.
And then they're going out with some mates into Borchester.
Oh, lucky them. And what's on the cards for us, then?
You mean apart from your NFU meeting?
Oh, hell, I'd forgotten about that.
No peace for the wicked.
Yeah. Ah, here's Neil.
Right, back to work.
Yeah, I'll get on with the fencing, then.
When do you aim to finish it?
About 3 or 4 days should do it. Need to factor in that couple of days over at Lower Loxley, too.
But if the weather holds, we should be able to start silaging in a week or so.
Don't see why not.
Brilliant.
Walk on, boy. Good lad, good.
Hi,
lad.
Oliver.
Oh, hi, Shula. Whoa, boy, whoa. So, how are things?
Not bad, thanks.
How's Daniel? Has exam fever taken over yet?
No, not yet. They start next week.
Well, I'm sure he'll be fine.
Actually, he's had his head down in his books for quite a while now, so yes, I think he will.
Good.
He made himself an exam revision timetable, and so far, he seems to be sticking to it.
Well, he's very disciplined for a boy his age. You're lucky.
At least it means exams don't turn me into some kind of nagging harridan.
Now, didn't Caroline mention something about the law?
Yeah, that's what he's keen on at the moment.
Oh, excellent.
But he could easily change his mind, of course.
Well, they do at his age. My daughter wanted to go into politics when she was 16.
Gosh.
That lasted about 3 months. The world is one's oyster at that age. He's got plenty of time here.
Yes.
Are you on your own again this afternoon?
Yeah, afraid so. Just you and me, isn't it, laddie?
I really must have a word with that friend of mine. She's missing out on some lovely riding weather.
Oh, she's still battling to get the room at Grey Gables back into use after the leak.
Oh, yes, of course.
They were still waiting for the plaster to dry so the ceiling could be painted.
Oh, she's almost there, then.
Well, I'm not sure if the painter's been this afternoon or not. I haven't spoken to her yet.
Oh, it's typical something like that should happen on her first day without Roy, isn't it?
Absolutely.
But by the law of averages, she must be due an easier time of things soon.
Well, with a place like Grey Gables, there's always something.
At least she ought to give herself a day off.
Well, I'll let you try to persuade her with that one.
The puppy show's still on track?
Oh, yeah. Should be a fine event. Good selection of puppies this time round.
Well, do let me know if I can help at all, won't you?
Yeah, I will. Thank you. Well, there's quite a lot to do still, as you can imagine.
Oh, yes.
It's a good thing I've got the time to do it. So, see you later. Walk on.
Oh, Oliver, hang on.
Hello, Clary, love.
Don't you Clary love me, Eddie Grundy. Where the heck are you?
On the bypass, having me sarnies.
Oh, Eddie? You know I wanted a lift back from Bridge Farm this dinner time?
Did you?
I told you this morning. Oh, you don't listen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I said I had to get back to make Joe's dinner, because there were nothing from last night for him to warm up.
Oh, it's all coming back to me now.
I told you I would be taking shorter dinner breaks all this week to make up for time off when I went to the dentist.
You did, Clary. Now I come to think of it.
Well, hadn't you better get a wriggle on and get yourself over here now?
Hi, David.
Oh, hi, Sheila. Oliver.
Hello.
Oh, what brings you this way?
Oh, boy. Whoa. Good lad. Good.
Well, I'd had a lesson cancellation.
All right.
And since Shula had just been complaining that Caroline isn't taking any time off...
I thought I should probably practice what I was preaching.
Oh, well, it's a great afternoon for it.
Yeah, isn't it?
Where are you heading?
I thought we'd follow the road down to the Am and then the bridle path towards Home Farm.
Oh, great.
And then, depending on the time, we might go on the riding course.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you.
I'm glad I've seen you. It'll save me a phone call.
Oh?
When are you going to sign up for the single wicket competition?
Oh, right.
Tony's umpiring and Jim's agreed to score.
Yeah.
Harry's signed up to defend his title.
Well, he's an enthusiastic young chap, isn't he?
And no need for bending the rule book this year. He can legally enter now, living where he does.
Yeah, well, I can't promise anything, I'm afraid. I'm a bit snowed under.
Oh, David, come on. Tom's put his name down and he's always rushed off his feet.
Yeah.
And Alistair's playing too, so you won't be the only old man on the field.
Yeah. You can see what I have to put up with, Oliver.
Yeah, well, I'm staying out of this one.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, of course I will if I can. Let me see how next week pans out first.
All right.
No, who's this? Oh, it's my other sister.
We'll leave you to it then.
All right.
Hup, come on.
Bye, David.
Yeah, bye, see ya.
Come on.
Hi, Elizabeth.
David, hi.
How's it going?
Really well, thanks.
Oh, good to hear it.
We were awarded regional wine status again.
Oh, well done you.
Thank you. It's a load off my mind, I can tell you.
Yeah. And how's Roy working out?
It's one of the best decisions I've ever made, I think.
Oh, brilliant.
Anyway, the real reason I'm ringing is to let you know the aerator's arrived. They've just delivered it now.
Oh, okay.
Is it still okay for you to come over next week as planned?
Yeah, no problem.
Great.
I just need to finish the fencing, but I should be over on Wednesday.
Oh, come on, Clary.
Hey?
How much longer am I going to have to suffer the silent treatment?
What?
I said I'm sorry for being late.
No, it ain't that.
But how many times do I have to apologise to you for last night? I said I'm sorry. Flipping heck. I know I shouldn't have got a bit tipsy.
Tipsy?
Well, all right, a bit drunk.
Huh.
Maybe I was a bit...
loud, embarrassing.
Oh, fair enough. But it was a special occasion. All right, I know your special occasion.
Thank you.
But you know what it's like. It was a great night. I had a great time.
Until you fell asleep and started snoring.
Did I? When?
When we had the cake.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry about that and all, then.
I should think so.
So, Can you please accept me apology and start talking to me?
Oh, it ain't that either, Eddie.
Oh, Egg. But what else have I done?
No, it ain't what you've done.
Ain't it?
No.
Well, are you going to tell me what is bugging you then? Oh, come on, we'll be at Bridge Farm in a minute.
It's Will and Nick that's what's bothering me.
Will and Nick? Why? What's up?
I don't know.
Hey, oh, blimey. This is worse than the Riddle of the Sphinx.
No, it's because I can't put my finger on it. Didn't you notice nothing last night?
Well, what sort of thing?
Oh, an atmosphere between them.
An atmosphere?
Yeah, you know, they seemed a bit off with each other.
Well, I didn't notice anything, and Dad's never said anything neither.
Mm.
I thought it was all very nice. They gave you some lovely presents.
Yeah, they did.
And she cooked a lovely meal.
Yeah, the food were very tasty. But something just didn't feel right between them. I mean, Nick's usually got more to say for herself than that.
Maybe she was tired.
Maybe.
It can't be easy doing all that baking and cooking with three little ones under your feet. You should know all about that, Clary.
Yeah, grant you that, but oh no, I think there's more to it.
Well, maybe they just had a bit of a row about something.
About what?
Maybe this thing about what days George stays over.
Not sure.
Well, maybe they rowed about it before we arrived. And it was there, you know, like a damp sock, hanging at the back of things.
Hmm.
What do you think?
No, it's more than that. I'm sure it is. There's something else.
Is she coming down with something?
William did say she were under the weather. Oh, she just seemed so guarded, not like her normal bubbly self.
Well, I don't know.
No.
But whatever it is or isn't, well, it's up to them, eh? Their business. They'll sort it out in their own good time.
I wish I thought the same, Eddie.
Hi, Shula.
Hello, Ruth. Meeting the boys?
Yeah. How about you?
Well, don't look now, but I've been playing truant today.
Good for you.
I think so too. It's done me the power of good.
On your own? Or...
No, I went for a ride with Oliver.
What?
Well, somehow or other, I've come away with more than I bargained for.
Oh, how do you mean?
Well, we're chatting about the puppy show Oliver's organising.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And before I could stop myself, I'd offered to organise the catering for it.
Sounds like a big job.
What with the stables, Daniel in the throes of his GCSEs, and organising the single wicket competition, what was I thinking?
You know what they say, if you want something done, ask a busy woman.
Oh, I don't mind, really. Caroline usually does it, and if I can't help out a friend in need, then it's a poor show, isn't it?
Yeah.
And are things all right at Brookfield?
Fine. All systems go, really. On all fronts. We've got the shearers in today.
Oh, good. Pip seemed very cheerful when I bumped into her the other day.
She's in love.
Oh, I wondered if it was something like that.
He's a lovely lad. Spencer, a farmer's son.
Oh, not an eternal student like Jude, then.
No.
Well, that must make it easier for David.
I think so.
I saw him earlier, actually. He looked quite relaxed. Busy, obviously, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, he's very well. He's going to help Elizabeth out next week, aerating some pasture land. You know what he's like. He was really pleased to put his knowledge to good use.
And you're okay with him doing that at such a busy time?
Oh, it's no problem. It's only a couple of days' work. It's great to see him so energised and enthusiastic again.
Yes, I agree.
I don't know what Alistair said to him when they had that heart-to-heart chat, but it's obviously done the trick.
Do you think so?
David's so much more cheerful. Hopefully he's starting to put it all behind him now.
What do you love about the Archers? Leave your memories at bbc.co.uk/archers.